First item of old business is conditional use number 1792, Tidewater Environmental Services Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1792 for Tidewater Environmental Services, Inc. for a regional wastewater collection, treatment, and disposal facility to be located on several parcels in the Indian River 100 based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed use is generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of neighboring properties in the county. The regional facility will be designed to minimize environmental impacts. Minimum 100-foot buffers will be provided from all wetland areas. Minimum tree removals being proposed. The current land uses of agriculture and forestry will be supported by the proposed irrigation plans. The proposed facility will reduce the level of nutrients entering the inland bays, recharge the aquifer, be available to replace failing septic systems in its service area, and preserve agricultural areas, open space, and forest land. The proposed regional wastewater collection, treatment, and disposal facility will be reviewed and approved by DENREC and shall be designed and constructed in accordance with all federal, state, and county requirements, including those mandated by DENREC and other agencies having jurisdiction over the use. The proposed use is subject to the review and approval of the Public Service Commission. The Sussex County Engineering Department has no objections to this application, subject to the inclusion of the following conditions. All improvements for collection, treatment, and disposal of sanitary waste shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department, if any, or the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, and any other governmental agency with jurisdiction over the use of the site or any modification thereto. The applicant shall submit to the Sussex County Engineering Department a regional plan that shows all the areas and/or subdivisions to be served by the wastewater treatment and disposal facility. Said plan shall include technical support that demonstrates that capacity exists at the treatment and disposal facility to serve the areas and/or subdivisions. The facility shall not receive sanitary waste for treatment and disposal from any property or parcel that is located within the Sussex County Sewer Planning Area or Sewer District, excepting therefrom those properties or parcels which are currently being served by other Tidewater Environmental Services, Inc. treatment and disposal facilities, or approved for service as evidenced by a CPCN being issued by the Public Service Commission on or before the adoption of this conditional use ordinance. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Additional conditions as part of this recommendation include: the treatment plant building shall appear to be an agricultural building. With the exception of emergency generators that may be located on the site, all of the equipment needed in the operation of the facility shall be located indoors. The generators shall be housed in enclosures to reduce noise. Any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine into neighboring properties or public roads. A minimum 50-foot buffer will be maintained around all spray irrigation areas. A minimum 50-foot forested buffer will be maintained around the Midway Baptist Church and any adjoining residential properties. Minimum 50-foot forested buffers will be provided between all facilities and agricultural operations. This regional facility shall make its services available for any failing septic system in its proposed service areas. Any lagoons, rapid infiltration basins, spray irrigation systems, or similar structures shall be located at least 100 feet from any dwellings. One lighted sign shall be permitted on the site containing the treatment buildings, not to exceed 32 square feet in size. Unlighted signs not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted on other parcels that are part of this application. The perimeter fencing will be visually screened from neighboring properties and roads through the use of native species trees. The final site plan shall include a landscaping plan to include all proposed buffers.
Question?
Sir?
On number I, under your conditions, should that reference the operator or the facility? It could almost be interpreted that it could be used for other purposes, advertising, that type thing, rather than just a sign saying this is operated by.
You mean clarifying what's on the sign?
Yeah, right.
Well, that was my intent, was that it's to notify the public that, you know, that area is being used for a wastewater retrieval, retreatment, and disposal area.
I mean, just referencing the use.
The use.
Okay. And you want to light it?
Just the one that's on where the treatment buildings are.
Okay.
The others are to be unlighted.
Okay. And Rick raised a question on number D. It states a minimum 50-foot buffer. It doesn't say what type. Is it forested or just open space?
It does say forest.
That would be a minimum 50-foot buffer would maintain around all spray irrigation areas.
Yeah, on the next two, you make a distinction that they're to be forested.
D.
Yeah, D.
Seven.
That forested.
I didn't make the specific requirement of forested because some of those buffers or some of those spray irrigation systems are next to some other agricultural areas.
So it could be grass?
Yes.
Okay.
Just clarification.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Second. So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1792, Tidewater Environmental Services Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.